This is Mythical.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Ooh, my three-day-old microwave tilapia's done.
Why did you do that? We're in the office.
Because I play by my own rules, Nicole. I'm a loose cannon. You want my gun and my badge, you can't have it.
This is a hot dog is a sandwich.
Ketchup is a smoothie.
Yeah, I put ice in my cereal, so what?
That makes no sense.
A hot dog is a sandwich.
A hot dog is a sandwich.
What?
Welcome to our podcast, A Hot Dog is a Sandwich. I'm your host, Josh Scher.
And I'm Nicole Anaiti.
And we are good mythical morning and mythical kitchen food chefs, but sometimes when we're not food chefing, Nicole, we're over here breaking down the world's biggest food debates.
That's right, Josh. And today's subject matter, you're going to love this one so much. It's the best workplace snack.
It is the best workplace snack. That's why we have a giant pile of workplace snacks here.
These are our workplace snacks.
These are our workplace snacks.
Yeah.
And this is the, no, this is the second best company with the second best workplace snacks that I've ever worked for. Sorry, Mythical Entertainment.
What's number one?
First job I ever had, it was called Participant Media.
Okay.
It was founded by one of the eBay founders. He was a billionaire named Jeff Skoll.
Jeff, come on the pod.
Anyways, it was like a 200-person company. They had their own campus in Beverly Hills.
Oh, nice.
I was making like 35
nice.
Grand a year,
oh,
so it
not
wasn't
nice.
Like, you know what I mean?
Sorry.
My first job out of college. No, but the workplace snacks there, they had all the cereals in all the cool containers, like at the Sprouts or the Whole Foods where you pull it.
Oh my gosh, that's
comes
awesome.
Down. They would have like salad bars
bulk.
Every day.
Bulk,
yeah, and it was all organic because they were trying to be like a do-gooder media company. But then what happened is it just kind of fired everybody because he got bored. Having a company owned by a billionaire is a cool idea in theory because you get cool snacks, but then one day they're just like,
I'm not interested anymore.
My personal trainer said that like I shouldn't run this company anymore, so I'm going to fire all of you. And we're like, why did that happen?
Oh, no.
Anyway, that was probably libelous. He didn't do that, but it was, you know, we got good workplace snacks here.
Yeah.
I feel very blessed for that.
Yeah. I mean, I've worked at places where they don't give you anything.
Yeah.
You just got to bring your own snacks and bring your own lunches. So.
When I worked at Los Angeles Magazine, it was a very... Well, that company did not make any money. And so, you know, we had a vending machine where you needed like exact change.
That is so crazy to me.
To get
that
like expired veggie straws.
That is so crazy and so cringe to me.
Uh-huh. Yeah. But I mean, you know, I would then just bring a bucket of change. So I'd have 65 cents to get me some veggie straws. But point is, the world of office workplace snacks, it is varied and it is
beautiful.
It's
a political playground. Let me just say that.
It's a political playground.
It is insane. You know, well, we're very lucky we work at Mythical and they actually ask us what kind of snacks you want to see more of and less of, which I think is super sweet.
I agree.
But a lot of the times, you know, I feel like we, you and I and the Mythical Kitchen crew are in a very blessed and special subsect of workplace.
I acknowledge my privilege portion
100%.
Of today.
I mean, our workplace snacks is just prep that we didn't use the day before.
That's true, yeah.
So
when you work in a kitchen, there's a lot of snacks laying around.
Yeah, especially when you work in a media kitchen, I guess you can call it.
Yeah.
All of our snacks are like dried, I don't know, like dried figs from like Patagonia or like stupid stuff like that.
Or like limited edition Dorito flavors that only existed in New Zealand for like 3 months.
Like we get like limited edition Mountain Dews and Peep Soda and all these cool things. And that's really, really awesome. But when it comes to like sustenance, and like those things don't really help, I guess, with productivity.
No.
So I think it's nice that we also have, you know, the communal snack area where there are better quote unquote options for us.
I agree with that. And so when we're breaking down the best office snacks, we're also talking about for all the rest of y'all that don't work in a very strange company like we do. So like we're talking about snacks that you would bring from home.
Sure.
Right? Things you can stock at your office desk. We're talking about snack strategy.
Mm-hmm.
Nicole, what's your snack strategy? What are your go-tos? We got a smattering here.
Well, I don't eat breakfast at home. because I'm just, I'm crunched for time. I'm not
Why would you?
Typically what I do is I make myself a coffee. I pour it in a protein shaker and then I add a scoop of protein. So I have a protein coffee and that's my, my.
You do protein coffee every day?
I've started.
I've never been more proud of you.
I've started like 2 months ago.
Hell
I don't
yeah.
do it every day, but I do do it because I just think it's because I work out in the mornings. And if I do it on an empty stomach and just caffeine, I will pass out and vomit.
Yeah, that's good.
I've done both of those.
I know fasted cardio is a myth, folks. Don't do it. You want to give your body bricks to build
from. This is not that podcast. This is not that podcast.
I thought you, oh God, Nicole, I thought you wanted to do the nutrition and exercise podcast.
No. But let me tell you. So I do that. So I do my protein coffee maybe like 3-4 times a week just because it's easy for me. I work out. I come to work. I either make one egg or I eat a with toast or I eat a banana. These bananas are the best workplace snack in my
That's
opinion.
That's your number one draft pick right now. You're going bananas.
I love bananas.
I'm never going to pick bananas for a very specific reason.
Okay. I pick the bananas. Again, we're lucky. We have someone stocking them once a week. So they're nice and fresh and yellow. Hardly ever brown.
That's why I don't like them. That's why I do not like bananas as a workplace snack.
Okay, I will continue.
Apples are the better workplace fruit snack.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Apples?
Perennially ripe, baby. Crazy long shelf life. If I want to eat a banana, I refuse to eat a banana at this level of ripeness. So what I do is I have to stash bananas underneath my desk. I'm like a chipmunk. I take my little acorns and I bury them where nobody else can find them because...
This isn't a good banana.
The bananas... No. This is much too unripe. The green, that's going to give you the diarrhea.
Do green bananas give you diarrhea?
I don't know.
Write it in the comments.
I could have eaten a bunch of Chipotle and then a green banana. And then the variables are mixed up.
Wait, you're allergic to bananas, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
Josh.
I'm so unaware of my own body, and it always hurts, and I'm always uncomfortable.
Yeah.
That I realize that when I eat bananas, my roof of my mouth burns like crazy.
No wonder it's not your first
pick.
And I
burp a lot.
Yeah, you are
allergic. But no, I love eating bananas. I love them.
You like the flavor of bananas.
It's my favorite. Bananas are like my favorite thing to eat.
Do you put them
in
your
shakes? Bananas are my hobby. Bananas are my hobby. And ping pong.
This is another Borat reference, huh? Yes. Great. And then after my morning single egg.
Sorry, if anybody ever makes a Borat reference, just go, it's another Borat. Great.
My wife. Okay. It's a banana or one egg. I opt for either hard boiled or, you know, cooked in a skillet.
But you're hard boiling your own eggs here, right?
I can't. I have the ability to do that. But sometimes we have hard boiled eggs that are already peeled for us. I'm like, sick. and then I do my lunch, whatever I do for lunch. And then I typically reach for something sweet. Typically, as of now, we have Milanos in the office.
Milanos are huge.
Those Milanos
luxurious.
Make me feel so good.
Yeah.
I make myself a little coffee. Typically, it's a flat white with oat milk.
You are the bougiest person, and this is, we are going to get wrecked
I'm
for this.
Sorry, I'm
my
sorry.
Best office snacks, a flat white with micronized oat milk.
Okay, listen, I need to be honest with myself. I need to be honest with the listeners. It's not fair to me to be like, I don't eat Doritos.
I don't eat Doritos.
I don't eat, if I do, it's a very rare occasion when I'm reaching for the bag of chips. I don't do that.
Yeah.
I want people to know that this is what I do because they're listening to me.
Yeah.
You're gonna lie.
Well, what is the psychology behind what you're doing? Tell me about it, because that's what I want to get into.
Around like 12,
this is about increasing worker productivity.
Well, around 12 o'clock, I find myself, you know, a little peckish. And I don't want to eat anything salty, so I reach for something sweet, and then I also have a coffee, you know, for energy purposes.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the psychology behind it.
But this is about no, because I asked for a specific reason. This is about physical hunger for you.
Yes,
like, you are actually peckish. You need.
Yeah,
something.
I am. Yeah.
Because for me, I like almost don't snack ever. And I don't snack as a means of necessity. What I snack for is a means of mood elevation. That is simply it. It's a drug to me.
And oral fixation.
And oral fixation.
You have a hardcore oral fixation and you need to satisfy it by... Can I tell people Josh vapes?
What?
Can I say the V word?
Vaping is legal some places.
I know it is. But you're either vaping or you're asking for a snack.
Yeah, correct.
Yeah, especially on set.
I need things in my mouth all the time. And also, I just need my hands to be occupied. Mm-hmm. I got like that mad ADHD, just like fidgetiness, which
Idle
is why.
Idle hands. Oh!
Number one, baby.
Yeah.
One, pistachios are expensive as hell. right? And all that money is going straight to Iran. This is one of the... That sounded dubious. That I just meant that, like, it's...
Secret pistachio program. Only the infidels know.
I just wanted to point out that pistachios are legit. Like, Iran's, like, third biggest export or something.
Yeah, aside from pubis and potassium. Another Borat reference.
No, actually, it's like oil, rugs, and pistachios, I think, are actually the big three in Iran.
Nice.
Anywho, pistachios are great. I love foods that slow you down intentionally.
Oh, you're like a dog with a lick mat.
Yes.
I understand now, okay?
If you just put a weird little elevated maze on the ground and spread peanut butter around it, I would just scurry up to it and just go... I'd just start drooling over it. I'd start biting at it because I'd get confused.
Why is it purple? Oh, no, dogs are colorblind. Never mind.
My cat is a lick mat. And sometimes I see it and I'm just like, I would love to put like a chocolate cremeux in there and just like...
Oh, for yourself, not for the cat.
No, not for the cat. No. I want to spread like a beautiful like creme caramel or something in a lick mat. That way it'll last longer for me and I'm not just devouring it. I need an external barrier to slow down my eating. Uh-huh. Otherwise, like Doritos, that's gone in 3 seconds.
It's funny
because I want to see how many I can shove in my mouth.
We also have unshelled pistachios, but you never reach for those.
No.
You never reach for those.
Only the shells.
You told me about something about instant gratification, by the way.
Yeah, pleasure delaying.
When I was eating one of the deshelled ones, you said something about, what was it? You're like, Nicole, you're all about instant gratification. Stop. Or something like that.
I didn't say stop.
You didn't say
no,
stop.
I wasn't policing. I was just psychoanalyzing so I can manipulate you later. I don't. This is how it goes.
You were like, instant gratification, huh? And I'm like, what are you talking about? And you're like, you gotta deshell them. You know it's better.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no, it's not. Huh?
It's like getting, I don't know, I was gonna say unshelled oysters just loose, but I guess I don't wanna shuck my own oysters either.
No way.
Yeah, I kind of hate peeling my own shrimp.
Crawfish
are the one that I enjoy. I enjoy
That's
peeling
so
crawfish.
That's so weird. I like peeling shrimp.
Yeah?
I like peel and eat shrimp.
I think it's because shrimp are too delicious that I'm mad, but crawfish are like kind of just okay. I really love eating crawfish enough, sitting down to a giant crawfish boil, but there's not this like, damn, I can't get it open. I need that in my mouth. It's like, oh, I'm here, I'm vibing, I'm dipping, I'm sucking.
Huh.
You know?
That would be a good workplace snack, just peel and eat shrimp.
I was just thinking that, yeah.
A bucket of peel and eat shrimp.
That'd be huge. That'd be huge for us.
It's Sophia Franklin, and if you don't already know, listen up. My mini-series is live now, each and every Monday, and the only person missing is you. We're dating, we're dumping, we're learning, and we're tapping into all the feels that originally brought us together. Listen and follow Sophia with an F on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So my snack motivation is pure mood elevation, which is why, one, pistachios are for me to keep my fingers busy.
Got it.
While I'm fidgeting. And then the other thing, what was the one snack that I was clamoring for years, Nicole? For years, a years-long mission to get this
four
one
words,
type of snack.
Four yeah. words, one sentence,
yeah,
easily
yeah.
said,
single
bite
snack cake. That's what we need.
If I go into my text messages, if I go into my emails, if I go into my Slack threads, the phrase single bite snack cake is all over there. And it's from you!
Because I constantly crave a single bite of a lovely snacking cake.
This
now, you might ask, what is a snack cake? I'm so glad you asked. So you could look at like the Hostess Little Debbie canon. We're talking about Star Crunch.
That's
we're
right.
talking about
That's right.
Nutty Buddies. We're talking
Cosmic
about
brownies.
Cosmic Brownies. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, zebra cakes, what have you. A good Twinkie I'm always a fan of. But if you go into the culinary realm, we're talking petit fours.
Mm-hmm, that's right.
Little petit four, the little...
The Mythical Kitchen loves petit fours.
We love petit fours in the Mythical Kitchen. You know, we love eating bacon-covered slop nachos and whatever, but, you know, at the end of the day...
A nice
little petit four. It's a little ornate cake layered, covered in chocolate, garnished with little things. And that, to me, is the best single bite mood elevator in the world. It
Can
makes
I
you
tell
feel,
you something?
Oh,
I did so much research to find you a single bite snack cake.
And still, you came up empty.
No, I didn't. Oh, my God.
You
no.
bought me a tray of cookies, which
Shut
was a nice gesture, Nicole. It was a nice gesture.
No.
And then
no,
I dropped
no,
them
no,
behind
no, no,
the fridge.
No. I bought you those tin of cookies because I was like, okay, we'll start with this. And if you like this, we'll just have it on automatic order because I care if you want to be happy.
That was actually a very nice gesture.
And then,
you didn't need to do that.
You threw it in the back in the
fridge. I didn't throw it.
Now we have ants. Whatever. And then after
that. We had ants long before that.
After that, I started looking more into like, okay, he doesn't like these. They're behind the fridge. He had an episode, whatever. I go and I look.
Wait, is the party line that I like threw these in a fit of rage behind the fridge? They fell behind the fridge. We were like trying
whatever
to get something off
happy,
the fridge
man.
And it fell.
Whatever makes you happy. And then after that, I'm like, okay, he said cake. So let me go look into cakes. Uh-huh. And I went and I bought you those rainbow cookie chocolate covered snack cakes.
Oh, those are.
They were saturated in almond extract.
So good.
I opened it. I gave you one and I said, eat this. And you were like, oh, this is great. Thank you, Nicole.
That's
remember
huge.
That?
Maggie, can we pull up an image of that? Look up Costco Italian rainbow cookie cakes.
You guys.
This is the ultimate. This is my number one. We haven't had these in months. Where did they go?
I stopped ordering them because you told me to stop ordering.
Oh, yes. God.
Cake
give me
bites.
What are they called?
The original Cake Bites Italian rainbow.
Give me that, baby. Give
they
me
are
that,
so yeah. Almondy. It's like just biting into the most delicious flavored cake ever. And it has this dark chocolate on it. And you're just like, oh my god.
The shell's a little hard.
Yeah. You asked me to stop ordering these for you because you said you were eating too many.
Too much. It was too much. It got too much. You know?
And then you would put them in the freezer and you eat them like ice cream.
Have you ever read The Terminal Man by Michael Crichton?
Of course not.
Okay, so it was the second novel ever, right? First Crichton novel, The Andromeda Strain, of course. And then he actually produced the original movie, Westworld. A creator of ER, Michael Crichton, incredible career.
Isn't that
wrote Jurassic
Who's
Park.
Who's Michael Keaton?
Michael Keaton, I believe, played... No, Michael Keaton played Batman at some point.
Hmm.
And I believe it was in Birdman and also played Ray Kroc in The Founder.
So
back to Michael Crichton. Okay, the Terminal Man. This is why I can't eat the Italian rainbow cookie cakes anymore.
Okay, go for it.
The Terminal Man was about a guy who had like epileptic seizures and they create a new device. This is written in like the 60s and 70s.
Mm-hmm.
Very kind of like,
Philip
you know,
K. Dick-esque.
A little bit, but more dad fiction than Philip K. Dick.
Was
a little
really
easier.
Trying.
To,
I was really
no,
trying.
You're correct. He's kind of in that new technology sci-fi era.
Mm-hmm.
But anyways, this guy gets an implant in his brain that basically triggers the pleasure sensors of the brain. So he effectively has a big O, not Oscar Robertson the basketball player, but an orgasm. So he basically triggers the big O every time he has a seizure, and his body snaps out of it. But then the body naturally wanting to like, so every time his body's about to have an epileptic seizure.
He has an orgasm?
This device, but he doesn't just like, he just, it triggers the sensors in his brain, a serotonin rush, all that. You know what I mean? But the body.
So he tries to have more seizures?
Not he tries, but his body naturally does because it errs towards the good feeling. So that's the thing. And then eventually it happens, it's just happening every single second. And eventually his brain shuts down, he kills a guy. Spoiler alert for a book that was written 60 years ago. But I think about that a lot in terms of food, where it's like too much of a good thing and you become numb to it,
oh,
right?
Oh, yeah.
And so the Italian rainbow cookies are literally too good.
They're too good.
For me to have in the office.
I will not order them again until, what? Okay. I'll order them in May.
Yeah, I need something. We have them right now. I don't think we brought any, but we have Madeleine.
Oh, you like
the bougiest pieces of crap.
You are.
We have Madeleines.
From Costco, the buttery ones.
Yeah, those are a great single bite snack cake.
Mm-hmm.
Another one, less bougie, that I have been really employing, Rice Krispie Treat.
Oh.
Deceptively, not super calorie dense, but but very pleasure dense. I find Rice Krispies very pleasurable. but it's like, it's satisfying.
It's good. It's a mood elevator. It's nostalgic. What about, the refrigerated snacks? We don't get to talk about
Get your veggie trays out of here.
Me?
Bro, there's
been...
so much rotten hummus in our fridge right now.
Well,
Nobody gets the fridge snacks.
Well, let me tell you, I would love carrot sticks with a little ranch. I love those very much. Or even a yogurt. When there's yogurt in the fridge, I eat the mini yogurts.
Yogurt for me isn't a snack, though. Yogurt is medicine. Yogurt is like
that's
my medicine. I wake up. Here's the things that I eat.
This is the best podcast ever.
For me, there's foods that is foods, like a meal.
Okay.
Like an omelet. I'll eat a nice omelet.
An omelet's a meal.
And then there's things that I consume that are medicines, which is creatine, pre-workout, and then yogurt
crazy.
With blueberries and protein powder. Did you notice, Nicole, tell them about what I had for breakfast this morning.
Josh had the most violently purple yogurt blueberry mixture I've ever seen. I actually complimented the color of it because I've never seen a color like that in nature. So I was like, woo, pretty. And then he's like, oh, there's like strawberries and cream protein powder in there. That's what's making it really
55 grams of protein in there. Some say
good
the body can only digest 40 at a time. I figure, why not tack on an extra 15 just in case?
What happens to the rest of the protein? Poop it
Robert
out?
Robert Irvine actually said it when we were talking about diet. And he just goes, you'll just shit it out. And it was pretty funny. And then he went like, pardon my language, which is really funny though.
This is so funny.
But anywho, so for me, yogurt, I don't even count it as a snack. Most people would. And it is great. I love probiotics, healthy for you.
I like yogurt as a snack.
And there's a lot of incredible yogurts on the market right now, dude. Lot of good yogurts, man.
Let's talk about the bar.
Yeah, okay, so
the bar.
Wait, talk about your favorite yogurts real quick. Because we're in an unprecedented time for yogurt in history. Especially office yogurt.
There's this incredible yogurt. I think it's called Mykonos yogurt, and it has passion fruit at the bottom of it. I'm too fancy for my own good.
There's chefs who make like quesadillas all day.
I know. It's
why
crazy.
Are snacks so bougie?
Because we work in a production office.
Yeah.
Because there are people here that keep the lights on and they give us good snacks.
It's not us. It's not us who are bougie. Well, we're merely products.
Yeah.
Of the coastal elites around us.
But let me tell you about it. The bar. The bar is the best workplace snack. I said banana, but honestly, the bar, it can take so many shapes.
Any sort of bar.
It can take so many iterations. You can get these granola bars that will literally affect your mood so much higher. These are incredible. These Nature Valley Crunchy Oats and Honey. Wow.
Yeah, but that's like an actual hazard working around a laptop.
So what?
What do you mean so what? That's damaging office property.
If I was in
an office, one, I would be a tyrant. I'd run that like the Branch Davidians. But I wouldn't... Sorry.
Was that David Koresh's group? Wow. I really want to watch Waco.
Waco is great. Taylor Kitsch? Is that his name?
I don't know
Taylor
who you're talking
Kitsch?
About.
Is that a person that people...
I'm watching The Leftovers,
Tim Riggins from... he's great. He's hot, too. Nature Valley Crunchy.
Totally ignored me.
You bite into it. Because I was talking about this. If I ran an office, I would refuse to stock Nature Valley Crunchy.
No way.
Nicole, every time you take a bite, just microparticles
you know
of that
the best
go
thing?
I'm into your laptop.
You know what you need to do?
And then
you
drink it?
You break it up like this, and then you put it in your yogurt.
But then you're talking about a bar, and then you're just chopping up the bar. And I'm encroaching on your taste. You're denaturing the bar at that point. Ergo, you're just saying you want granola.
Denaturing the
which
bar.
Which is a great, you take a bar and you bash it up, it's not a bar anymore. Now it's just loose granola. Nicole, granola bar, this is a retronym.
You can take-
It's like electrifying an acoustic guitar.
You talk about retronyms all the time. But let me... So what? That's what I'm saying. You can do whatever you want with it. You have the freedom to choose. This podcast is about free will, Josh.
I don't believe free will exists. Like,
what
at all.
What the hell are you talking
about?
You think it's predestined by G-O-D that I want to eat pistachios today?
No, G-O-B. It's a dude named God.
Job. Job.
No.
What?
I would rather take granola and just compress it myself into a bar. Loose granola
is
better than
granola
bars.
You know how hard it is to make granola bars? No,
it's
hardest.
Not hard. You just like mix it with some sort of syrup and then bake it.
It's I made like 14 granola bars because I couldn't do it.
You just mix it with like egg white and syrup.
You know
and
what?
Bake it.
You know what? It's so simple when you say it like that.
I used to make my own protein bars in college.
Did you sell them?
No, I'd like give them away. I published a little recipe on my little fun food blog, and then that like made it into my little book.
Protein bars are good.
This one, actually, my favorite protein bars are indeed Robert Irvine's Fit Crunch.
They're really good.
He actually sent us a ton. Shout out Robert Irvine, friend of the show. And then I stupidly was like, hey, other people in the office, you can come take these. And normally people don't take the food that we offer them.
But they were
take
down
a lot
with the
of
protein
it.
Bars. They were down with
they
the protein.
They were out of here in like 20 minutes. And yeah. I like didn't even save any for myself. So I am a benevolent god.
That's okay.
Yeah. 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 But protein bars for me, obviously, like if you're not, again, that's a medicine food. There's meal food, medicine
well, food,
food
is medicine.
Mood elevation food.
I think food as medicine is fine.
No, but like food, some foods are medicine.
Sure.
Right? We're sounding insane right now, but like hear me out.
No, it makes sense. A cup of tea is medicine.
I have two medicine meals a day, two real meals a day, and then two mood elevators a day. That's how I break it down.
That's cool.
First meal, always a medicine meal.
Okay.
Second meal.
You're breaking your fast.
Uh-huh. Second meal, real meal. I'm making a burrito in the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
Third meal, another medicine meal. Back to a protein shake. Fourth meal, probably going to be another burrito.
Taco Bell. Probably. You just fell into that one. I'm sorry.
Oh, God. I'm moving. No, I shouldn't tell people where I'm moving. I'm moving very close to a Taco Bell, and it's going to be dangerous.
Oh, no.
And we're talking about how the only thing that's going to save us is it's like literally walking distance from our apartment. And there's so many Taco Bells, so nobody can figure out where it is.
Okay.
But it's walking distance from our apartment.
Uh-huh.
And we're saying that the only thing that's going to save us is we get back late night and the dining room is closed, so you're going to have to drive through it. And Julie and I are obviously very anti-drunk driving. Hot take! Don't drive drunk.
That's a good take.
But we're like, we're going to try and figure out a way to game the system. We're going to call an Uber to pick us up and go 50 feet to a Taco Bell.
That's smart.
Drive through,
so,
buy the Uber driver dinner,
and
then drive us back.
That's actually really cool.
Yeah,
that's a good idea.
About it.
Or you can just like DoorDash it, huh?
I guess, but that's weird.
No, it's not.
Wait, can if a DoorDasher can pick up Taco Bell late at night, why can't I?
Okay, back on the subject of workplace snacks,
I'm gonna have to become a DoorDash driver. Just so I can pick up my own Taco Bell.
Josh, you should become a DoorDash driver and then surprise people and then look in the back like, it's me, Mythical Chef Josh. And then they're like, who the frick are you, man? Like Shaq? But you're like, super, like you take off your mustache.
Do you want an autograph?
You're like, surprise, it's me, Mythical Chef Josh. And you look back and they're like, who the hell is this guy?
Oh, God. I was
Let's do it.
When I was at the Super Bowl party at the Elks Lodge, my buddy, I was there with, like, his older cousin. He has, like, teenage kids.
Uh-huh.
And then this guy just comes, like, beckons me over, and he goes, hey, I just found out you're famous. I mean, we're all drunk. It's the Super Bowl. And I'm like, not really, though. And he goes, you're on YouTube? I'm like, yeah. You're on TikTok? I go, yeah. He goes, hey, kids, come over. You know who this guy is? And I'm just like, and they're like, No. And one goes, have you met Mr. Beast? And I go, I think I've like met his like manager once. And kid goes, okay.
And you're so great with children.
We're super famous and I love that.
You're great with kids. I have one more point I would like to make about workplace snacks.
Please.
How do you feel about chip adjacent chips?
Oh, I'm a huge fan of chip adjacency. Because you're chip adjacency. Are you talking about like plantain chips?
No.
Are you talking about pop chips?
What did you say?
Plantain. Who pronounced it plantain?
People there's like in the Caribbean or something.
I don't know. I heard someone say plantain once, and I just love saying plantain.
Yeah, it's plantain chips. So I believe plantain is like American,
chips.
And then like plantain is like Caribbean.
No, I just like saying it. Hopefully it's not cultural appropriation. I don't know. Comment below.
There's multiple ways to pronounce that word.
Yeah, plantains.
Yeah, it's like caramel and caramel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Caramel.
How do you feel?
Huge. And I think a great way that somebody who runs an office can show people that they care is like you get a good mix of, like, you know, the Doritos, the Fritos, the normal stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get, like, one or two little fun ones. Maybe
adjacent.
It's Terra chips. Maybe it's Terra. They got, like, the beet and parsnip chips.
Oh, those are so good.
There was another brand. Oh, it was called, like, something stupid. Like, food should taste good. It was the whole name of the brand. But they had, like, sweet potato tortilla chips.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You get some plantain chips. Get little popcorners. I will say popcorners, kettle corn. Had these on a plane for the first time, immediately went to the store and bought large family-sized bags of it.
I don't like those, but I do like plantain chips.
Yeah, the popcorn is, I mean, they're trying to be a healthy chip. What do we got? I don't care. If you're eating chips, like, don't be healthy.
I always see you snacking on Gardettos, specifically the brown bread bites, and then you throw the rest in the garbage?
Yeah, that's correct. So,
yeah.
If we would just buy exclusively the rye chips.
Just bread rounds.
Well, okay, I'm going to throw out another curveball here. So snack mixes are great because I don't like get them at home, so I'm only eating them in the office.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
it's a fun little treat.
Mm-hmm.
Better than snack mix though, sack of croutons.
Oh, I
sack of croutons is the single best snack you can ever eat. You get one of those garlic olive oil herb ones.
Yeah.
Woo, girl.
I had that instead of chips in my house. That was my snack.
Same.
Croutons were my snack.
Never remember eating a crouton on a salad growing up. That was just tossing it back, man.
Yep.
And that is the best.
We should have croutons in the office.
We just talk croutons. Where's the snacking croutons? Is that a business that we can start?
Yeah. All we got to do is just take croutons that exist and put them in a smaller bag.
Yeah. I agree with that. Or like get the, you ever go to Wendy's and get the Caesar salad?
I never go to Wendy's.
No. I think
you get
work.
A salad from the drive-thru?
I don't know if they still have a dollar salad.
You
they
get
have a
salads. Okay. Going and getting a salad from a fast food restaurant is crazy.
Nicole, when I was a kid, let's listen for more depressing Josh childhood
stories. No,
story.
I can't
so when
cry
I was a kid,
today.
I was so deprived of like homemade food that I was literally sick of eating hamburgers and stuff. So we'd only have like $3 for dinner and I'd go to Wendy's and I'd get a baked potato with chili and a salad for $3 because I was like, I want home cooked food. I don't know how to make it myself. Parents don't cook. This is $3, baby, hot and ready. And it was great. But the point is,
just to make Nicole sad. Rename
the
podcast.
The point is, it's a happy
Nicole
podcast.
Sad.
I'm talking about snacking croutons because you get a $1 salad and they give you a tiny little bag of like 6 croutons and you
pop
them.
They're so good.
And they're great. And then you get a baked potato.
So, Josh, what did we learn today?
I think we learned today that snacks are really a way for offices to manipulate you into being more productive.
And I like that.
What I think they should do is just crush up, Ritalin? Is that what they get the kids?
Yeah,
crush up Ritalin, sprinkle it over your pop chips,
mm-hmm.
and that'll increase worker productivity by at least 40-45%. I didn't even talk about prunes.
I didn't talk about Welch's snack, fruit snacks.
Welch's fruit snacks, prunes. They're kind of the same thing.
Gatorade. You guys drink Gatorade in the office.
Digestive health is really important.
Yeah.
In the office.
Yeah.
And so I think prunes are good because if people spend too much time on the toilet, you know, if they're having trouble getting
Boss
it out.
Boss makes a dollar, I make a dime. That's why I poop on company time.
Brought to you by prunes. All right, Nicole. We've heard what you and I have to say.
Wait,
to find out what do you do?
I was readjusting my chair.
Oh gosh.
Say that again.
All right now, Nicole. We've heard what you and I have to say. Now it's time to find out what other wacky ideas are rattling out there in the universe. Time for a segment we call
Opinions are like casserole.
Casserole, baby.
Where's that guy from?
What?
Where's that one from?
Oh, he's like outside of New Orleans. Like not from New Orleans proper, but he's like out, like it's like east of Baton Rouge. You know, he's like, hey now, baby, what do you got on Tony Sashry right down that Delgado?
Next, first opinion, please.
If I eat dried apricots during this whole segment,
yes,
is that
don't
cool?
Don't do that. That's rude.
Just one.
Give me one then.
Hi, Josh and Nicole. This is Kalina from Arkansas, and I just wanted to let you guys know that whenever I'm at Sonic and I get a mozzarella stick that is significantly shorter than the other mozzarella sticks, I consider it lucky, and I make a wish on that mozzarella stick.
This is the type of superstition I can get down with. I thought she was going to be like, why is that? What's the scientific reason? But no. Galena just taking it in stride.
That was beautiful. I'm glad that you take, you know, because most people, they'd be like, why is this mozzarella stick shorter? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. This isn't fair. I'm going to go, you know, talk to the Sonic manager. But no, you take your shortcomings and you make them positive. And that is beautiful.
I love that. You're turning lemons into lemon juice.
More people can learn something from you. That is my favorite thing I've ever heard
That's
anyone
the best,
say.
Best opinion
that
anyone's
is,
ever said.
That is wonderful, and I hope you get as many short mozzarella sticks as your heart desires.
Kalina, you're a beautiful human being. We need more people like you.
Hey, this is Danny from Central Pennsylvania.
Yes, sir.
And I just wanted to say,
everyone's from Pennsylvania.
I love you guys, first and foremost.
Love you too, man.
Second of all, Josh, every time you bring up a Pennsylvania Dutch food or something, you know, about your father in the Allentown area, I immediately get triggered. But none more than when you bring up pierogies. Pierogies are overhyped,
mushy garbage.
Whoa. If you want something, go get a goza. Go get dumplings. Pierogies are trash. It's food for babies that they put inside of a dough wrapper. Love you guys.
A self-hating Central Pennsylvanian.
I will say I like pierogies. I like gyoza more because I think the flavor. Sometimes you need bland food in life. Sometimes in life, you know.
And there's no more bland food than the Pennsylvania Dutch. Their whole movement was based off of like not raising the humors in temperance.
Yeah. Like the Quakers.
Pennsylvania was founded as a Quaker state.
Well, there you go. Well, I don't know. In life, you need to have the spicy. You need to have the salty. You need to have the sweet, you know. But then you have to have, you know, the bland, the milk toast, the boring, because it makes you appreciate.
A blancmange.
It makes you appreciate, you know, those punchy, bright flavors even more so. Like when I went to Connie Seafood. I told you about this.
Connie Seafood, favorite restaurant in all of LA.
It was delicious. I had a wonderful spicy ceviche. I had the smoked marlin tacos with this beautiful stretchy cheese. And the flavors were so gorgeous and punchy and in your face, spicy as hell. And then I ordered a sea bass that was just pan seared with some vegetables and a very nice rice on the side. And it was delicious.
It's delightful.
The boring complemented the exciting.
Yeah.
And it was a whole well-rounded situation. Sometimes you gotta eat bland pierogies, man.
The sweet make the spicy spicier. The spicy make the sweet taste sweeter. Do you remember what I said the last time we made pierogies?
I never remember what you say.
Oh my God, I remember
everything, honey.
I say, and I'll tell you about it.
Sorry, honey.
We made pierogies for Chris Collins' last meal.
Yeah, I wasn't here that day, unfortunately.
Lily made them from scratch, dough from scratch,
nice.
Brown butter, bacon bits. It was just so good. Some of the best pierogi I've ever had. And I ate it, and I was like, pierogi are the worst dumpling.
Oh.
it's the worst dumpling. It is, like you said, it's gyoza, but filled with just mashed potatoes instead of like an incredibly spicy and fragrant, you know, meat farce. No, it's just potato potatoes. You're correct that they are objectively the worst dumpling. They are still a delight because the worst dumpling is still a great
food. It's
good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But for me, it's the novelty of going to a place like Yakko's Hot Dogs. Last time I went to Yakko's at 10 a.m. We're like on a trip out to the Yingling Brewery, the most Pennsylvania sentence ever uttered. And we went to Yakko's at 10 a.m. Got two Yakko's style dogs with this like weird vinegary chili sauce on it and deep fried Mrs. T's pierogies that are still finished with French fry salt.
Oh, yeah. Fried. I've never
and
had fried
pierogi. And they are the hottest. It's filled with just instant liquidy mashed potatoes.
Oh, ow, ow, ow.
Oh, my
ow,
God.
Ow.
It is the hottest food in the world.
Ow, my chin.
And a birch beer and a tasty cake. So for me, it's a regional thing that I just absolutely love. But you're like correct. They're the worst dumpling. Just still great.
Hey, Josh and Nicole.
Hi.
I just
Katie.
Want to say, love the show.
Oh, thanks.
I'm looking for you to settle an argument
Uh-oh.
That I have with my boyfriend.
Break up.
Dump him.
What food would you serve an alien? He argues, ever the gracious host, you start with something very simple like oatmeal, steamed vegetables
Mm-mm.
to rule out any
Mm-mm.
allergies or any reactions.
That's a good point.
I say you give them the very best humanity has to offer
yeah.
off the bat,
oh
which
gosh.
Is pizza. I'll take my answer off the air.
Nicole, what do you... Okay, so...
Wait, this is
I have a lot of thoughts about the biology of this all.
I love this so much, I almost don't want to answer because it'd be a great podcast, but...
We got to give a short answer, at least.
I got to give a short answer. I love this creative so much. I think you and your boyfriend are so fun, number one.
We don't know enough about the digestive system of aliens to even say that
water.
Oatmeal would be less likely to trigger anything than something
I
like...
I would give them water.
You're going to start slow.
You give them water because they came to a planet that's how much... 75% water? How much water is Earth?
We're like... This is what Earth is known for.
Yeah.
Water.
How much
this
is
called
Earth water?
Evian.
How much is Earth
Enjoy,
water?
Enjoy, glorp glop.
70, okay, so I was close. The Earth is 71% water. There's no way they came to this planet knowing that it was 71% water and won't drink water.
It's like you go to Mexico to eat tacos. Why would you eat spaghetti? You come to Earth to drink water. Why
exactly.
eat pizza?
Unless they came here accidentally and they thought it was like another planet, like
yeah.
what happened with Christopher Columbus. And then I'd kill them. I wouldn't feed
yeah.
them. I'd kill them.
I'd like to stress that I'd also try to kill the aliens rather than
I would murder the aliens.
Yeah, you go to the history of mankind is that of conquest. They're not here to make friends, but if
I'm
they
not
were,
here to make friends, I'm here to win.
If they did come here for the right reasons, like they're on The Bachelor, I am all about giving them the best that humanity has to offer, which is to say a birria bean and cheese burrito from Burritos La Palma. That is my official nomination.
Wow.
But it would be the last bite of every burrito. You'd stand it up because you got to let the juices drain to the bottom so it eats like a soup dumpling.
Mm.
And I agree. I think pizza is a great idea.
Pizza's
I was
a
thinking
good idea.
A Coney dog as well.
So American of you.
You know what I want to find out, though? What is the most human food? What is like the most average food in the world? If you were to take...
Rice.
But like a dish, something that actually has flavor. If you were to
rice
take,
with
okay,
egg.
Here's the thought experiment. If you were to take every single dish in the world and have every single person rank that dish on a 1 to 100 score. Right?
I think there was a website that did that.
Really?
Yeah.
What do you think would fall at the highest
rice.
Level?
Bowl of white rice.
A bowl of white rice? No, but it'd be something more flavorful. Humans like flavor.
Pizza. Would be
right?
pizza.
It might be pizza. It could be pizza. Pizza is a universal thing. Pizza hamburgers have traveled the entire
yeah.
globe.
Yeah, yeah.
But that said, hamburgers, right? Beef automatically, most of India is wiped out.
Yeah. And right? India is what, 1
it's
billion?
Like 1.7, it's like 1.7 billion
Holy
at this point.
Holy crap.
A lot of Indian people. That's what I'm saying. You take yeah. every single culture, cheese, right? A lot of people,
love
China,
cheese.
You know.
Don't eat no cheese.
Don't eat no cheese. I mean, you know, it's starting to westernize, et cetera,
people
et cetera.
Are down to eat cheese, though.
But I'm saying there's a lot of people that don't, you know, mess with that kind of stuff. So yeah, it might be a rice-based dish.
I'm feeling rice.
Might be rice.
But
not just a bowl of white rice. So it'd be like a...
Fried rice?
Bibimbap.
I'm not a big bibimbap fan.
I feel like everyone loves bibimbap. But it's not going to be your favorite food. It's going to be a food... That's what we should serve
you,
the alien.
I am going to feed the alien a glass of water and go from there.
Lean pocket. Just turkey in general, lean pocket. Companies are going to bid on what to feed them, like Totino's pizza rolls.
Oh my
be
gosh,
like,
imagine the first alien eating is sponsored by like Quaker oatmeal.
Nathan's hot dogs. Put them in the comp with Joey Chestnut.
They would probably cream Joey Chestnut.
Sure.
Yeah, just like hoovered up.
They'd eat Joey Chestnut along with
Oh yeah, no. Yeah. I hope Joey Chestnut is not eaten by the Nathan's hot dog alien. When you see an alien, what do you see? When you close your eyes and you imagine alien, who do you see?
Octopus.
I see Roger.
Big old
from
octopus.
American Dad.
I see the heptapods from The Story of Your Life. Yeah, that's right. The book that Arrival's based on.
Oh, I was going to say Arrival?
The Story of Your Life.
Okay,
it's
next.
Actually a book of short stories called The Story of Your Life and Other Stories, because I am next cultured.
Next opinion, please.
The book was so much better.
Hello, Josh and Nicole. This is Nick from Illinois.
Hi.
I have a food combo, and some people are not going to like this, but I say don't knock it till you try it. Hmm. Okay, check this out. So you got a chicken patty, okay?
Chicken patty?
And then you add breaded any kind of jelly on it, yep, mustard, okay, pickles, any kind of pickles, and then boom, you got a tasty chicken sandwich. Mm-hmm. I've been doing this since, like, junior high or so.
I love it.
So, like, 12 years?
Wow.
This is just him coming to grips with his own mortality.
It's
trying
actually
to figure out
really good. All right. Thanks for the voicemail.
You're welcome.
Mm.
Oh, wow.
I'll see you then.
Okay, so it's a chicken patty with jelly mustard pickles in a
Scrapple. Scrapple. This is a Scrapple combo.
Yeah.
And if you look at a chicken patty, right, we're talking pressed, formed, ground. Like, that's Scrapple, baby. Chicken Scrapple.
No, it sure is.
I had a chicken sandwich once at a fair.
No way.
It was a,
you went to a fair?
Bro, can Orange County
to,
Fair.
Can
huge.
We go to the OIC Fair, please?
You
I want to
go
to the OIC Fair with everybody.
You got to go visit Chicken Charlie, man. He's deep frying a new thing every year. You know, we did, like, deep-fried Kool-Aid one year. Mm. I don't know. But anyway, point is, I had a Krispy Kreme jelly donut cut in half, spicy chicken patty in the middle. Mm. It's a good combo. It's just a good combo.
Yeah, sounds good.
It's a good combo. I think you're correct.
I don't think there's any hate to be shoveled. I think you're great.
Yeah, tomato paste and spices in there. That's a barbecue sauce if you whisk it together, if you think about it.
There you go.
You know?
Hi, Nicole and Josh. My name is Lori. I'm from St. George, Utah.
Nice.
And I just kind of had a question for you guys. So I recently went through a pretty tough breakup.
Oh,
and I used to love cooking, but cooking was something I did with my partner a lot. And so ever since we've broken up, it's just been, like, really hard for me to get back into cooking and, like, just get back into my old eating habits. And I miss, like, my relationship with food and my love for it. And so I was just wondering, like, if you guys ever went through a rut with food and, like, how you fell back in love with it. So I'd really appreciate the advice. Love the podcast. Love the vibes. Keep it up, you guys.
I love this question.
This is a great question.
And I have an upsetting answer.
Okay, should I do mine first?
Do yours first.
I'm constantly in a rut with food. There is no, my job is food. I come home, I have to eat food. I have to cook food. Food is like a constant in my life. So to give you a short answer is a little bit tough, but I will say I'm learning how to love food in a different way instead of thinking of it as content only or as, like, I don't know, something that I do to entertain myself. I'm just trying to re-love food as well, so you're not alone at all in that scope. I will say when it comes to cooking again, make a plate of, I don't know, broccoli. Make a plate of broccoli. Cook it however you want. Sit down and take a bite of it. Chew on it for 10 seconds. Close your eyes. Take a deep breath. Let it out. And then that's it. That's what I would do. I would just cook a plate of food, whatever it is. Just one thing that will require very little time, very little energy. Sit down and take a bite of it. And then go from there. That's my advice.
This is going to be one of those things where you're going to have to choose either between me and Nicole's advice, because they're going to be opposite. So I went through a breakup too. This is a long time ago now at this point, but it was a very long relationship. Really hard breakup, actually.
Sure.
Really affected me a lot mentally and emotionally. And I had that same rut with food. This is when I didn't stock salt and pepper in my kitchen. Just had Tony Sashery's.
That's right.
Shout out Tony C's. But the thing that really got me back into cooking is I used to cook for her almost every night. Mm. And we had a very sort of just a needling toxic relationship where we would just say passive aggressive comments to each other every single moment of every day, and did it when I would be cooking. She'd be like, are you making that again?
That's all
you make. You know, stuff like that. And so the thing that got me back into cooking was cooking the things that she hated that I cooked.
Oh.
So for me, listen, we can't all have positive, healthy relationships with people and food. I'm going to be the devil on the shoulder saying,
I don't have it either, but
sure. I'm going to be the devil on the shoulder and say, lean into spite, lean into what feels good. Right. For me. So literally I got back into cooking, but I'd be like, oh, she hated because all I would make is just, like, stewed Mexican meats. That's all I'm going to cook now. But we're making mole, we're making carne and sujugo, we're making birria, we're making pozole. Like, I'm leaning into the things that I loved that she could never take away from me.
Mm.
And so I like refound my own love.
Nice.
That's where this burrito thing comes in, because after a breakup, especially I was in that relationship for 5.5, 6 years, you kind of forget who you are outside of that relationship. So I started rediscovering the music that I loved. I didn't have to act like I loved these weird hipster Canadian bands that played oboes anymore. Andy Schoaf, he makes good music, but I went to a lot of his concerts, so I resent him now. But I started listening to metal again. You know, I listened to that before I met her, and I freaking love it, man. Started listening to dubstep, started eating spicy stewed meats and burritos, re-finding out the things that bring me joy outside of another person. And I would implore you to find that, because I'm sure, you know, even if you don't have that resent or spite towards him, no relationship that ends was a truly happy relationship, you know? I believe that.
You can either cook in spite or cook in joy. Take your pick.
Try both. Try both. See what you love.
Honestly, try both. Like you said, there are two schools of thought here, and you decide what's best for you. And take a picture of your food. Send it to us.
That's a good question. Cook his least favorite food. Send it to him.
No, I was saying send it to us.
Send it to him in like a bag of...
No, no, send it to us.
Dog,
we want to see
poop
it. We don't care what you cook for them.
Light it on fire. Put it on his doorstep.
Don't.
He is calm.
Don't do that.
And on that note, thank you for listening to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich. Where do my eyes go? We got new podcasts every week. For the foreseeable future, we don't plan on stopping. We've been doing it for a while.
Yeah.
Keep doing it.
You can see this. You can see us on
Friday. As
long as Friday.
You still like it. Yeah.
You can see us on Friday, or you can listen to us on Wednesdays.
Wednesdays is when you can listen to
Wednesday
us.
Wednesday listen, Friday look. You see this?
F is for fries. Fries rhymes with eyes. You see us on Fridays on YouTube.
If you want to be featured on Opinions Like Casseroles, give us a ring and leave us a quick message at 833-DOG-POD-1.
Also, if you go to YouTube, we have a channel over there.
We have so much stuff to show you. You can't even wait.
Yeah, there's the Mythical Kitchen channel. Is cool.
I love that channel.
We cook on it mostly. Sometimes we don't cook.
Sometimes we just hang out.
Sometimes we just hang out. We have the Hot Dog is a Sandwich channel, which is this.
Yeah.
You can see it right there.
A sandwich.
If we're going over the other Mythical properties, check out the Rhett and Link channel.
Yeah, it's good.
It's over there. Good Mythical Morning.
Good
is
Mythical
a good
Morning.
Show. It's a
most
show that
watched
we,
daily show in the
number
world.
Number one. Good Mythical number More one, is a separate channel that we love.
Still good.
Go back and listen to the back catalog of Trevor Talks Too Much.
Yeah. Go and listen to, what is it?
Dispatches from Myrtle Beach. Link's dad
Link's
is hilarious.
Link's dad is fantastic.
Utterly, Ear Biscuits YouTube
oh,
channel.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Best Friends Back.
One.
All right.
That's good. I don't think it was ever on YouTube though, right?
Oh, I don't know.
No, I don't believe it was.
It was a good podcast, so go listen to it. I liked it.
There's Nikki, and also Smosh.
A fellow Persian woman
Nikki
on
Hormifle,
the pod.
Yeah. She followed me on Twitter recently.
She's great.
Smosh Game, Smosh Pit, Smosh en Español.
We have
subscribe.
Smosh en Español.
I believe so. Good Mythical Morning used to do like Buen Día.
Es la verdad.
Sí, sí, sí.
Adiós mío, muy bien. Sí.
Subscribe to all those. Like them. Put notifications on all of them.
Mm-hmm.
And
MythicalSociety.com.
I think it's called. Was it called El Smosh? No, just Smosh en Español. Yeah.
Muy bien.
Yeah, well, thanks for stopping by.
See ya.